Chapter 40. Redwall's twin bells had tolled out the midnight hour, but their muted tones were heard only by the three creatures who were still awake. Abbess Tansy, Friar Butty, and Cracklin the Recorder sat around a table in the kitchens, studying the journal of Abbess Germain. It had been written countless seasons ago, when the abbey was actually under construction. The little owl, Horocha, had watched them a while, waiting for Tornoch, who had gone off under the command of Major Perigord. When it became apparent he would not be returning that night, Horocha retired to care for her three owl chicks in the kitchen cupboard. Butty selected some hot muffins which his helpers had baked for the next morning's breakfast, took a bowl of curds, flavoured it with honey, and stirred in roast almonds. He brewed a jug of rose petal and plum flower tea and set the lot on the table, inviting his friends to help themselves.
"It's sort of half breakfast and half supper. Sup fast, I calls it, when I'm up very late cooking down here. Tell us more about this place called Cotir Bab."
Cracklin opened the journal at an illustrated page.
"This is what it must have looked like. An old crumbling castle. Damp, dark, and ruled over by fearsome wildcats backed by a vermin horde. Martin the Warrior and his friends destroyed it and defeated the enemy long before Redwall was built. They diverted a river and flooded the valley in which Castle Cotir stood. It sank beneath the waters and was never seen again. Redwall was built from the north side first. I think the south wall was to have been bordered by the lake that had covered Cotir. But our abbey was not built in one season, nor 10, nor even 20. You can see by these sketches farther on that by the time the north wall was erected, the lake had begun to dry up. Abbess Germain states that all the soil and rock dug up for the abbey foundations was dumped into the lake. Well, over a number of seasons, the lake became little more than a swamp, the only trace of it being a spring that bubbled up in a hollow some distance from the original lake site. This kept throwing up clear water until it became incorporated in the Redwall plans as an abbey pond."
Tansy blew upon her tea and sipped noisily.
"The very same pond we have in our grounds today. How clever! But carry on, Cracklin. What happened next?"
"It says here that by the time the main abbey building was in progress, a drought arrived after the winter. Spring, summer and autumn were intensely hot and dry, not a drop of rain throughout all three seasons. Even the abbey pond shrunk by half its length and breadth. What had once been swamp became firm and hard ground with tree seedlings taking root on its east side. So they ignored the fact that Castle Cotir, or a lake, or even a swamp had once been there, and carried on to build Redwall Abbey."